Welcome to the Boxing Talk Show, Fair but Firm, with the Hall of Fame boxing referee. I'm Joe Cortez and co-host John Zamel in English and Spanish for all of Las Vegas.
Come on, guys, let's touch them up. Clean fight. I'm Joe Cortez, Fair but Firm.
Welcome to the Fair but Firm Show here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the boxing capital of the world. And all our friends from around the world, first of all, we want to wish you a healthy and a happy new year.
Yes,
wish you that 2019 is better than all the previous years. Make it a good one. Stay in good health, good shape, and make your comeback if you have to.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, guys, you know. So hey, we're here today. We're going to have a nice show today.
I'm excited, baby. We got the second annual Fair but Firm Awards. You know, some said we may not make the second annual Fair but Firm Awards, but we did. And I couldn't be more excited to present them to you guys. Speaking of comebacks, though, we got to start with the story of the day, as usual. That's how he is. That's what he does. He's gonna command the attention on every boxing show there is. And Floyd Mayweather came back today and made a quick $9 million.
Yeah, what
do you think about that?
Well, he just bought a house that cost $9 million here in Vegas. So he figured, let me kick this guy's butt.
Two and a half minutes.
And
pay off my $9 million.
Yeah, put the guy down three times, destroyed him. I mean, come on. You know, how can you put a guy never box? Fight against one of the best in the world.
Well, he's 2-0 now against non-boxers.
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, maybe he'll go to 40-0.
I'll tell you something. I used to think that only boxers had to be afraid of Floyd Mayweather. You know, I'm not a boxer, so now I'm kind of scared. Like, is he going to come after me next? He's just going to keep knocking out non-boxer after non-boxer. You know, no one's safe now. Well, it used to just be boxers that had to worry.
Well, Floyd Mayweather knows how to make the easy money.
God, he does.
And he did it with McGregor, and he did it now with this kid.
$9 million, man.
$9 million, maybe even more, man.
That's just what we know about. That's not even including the partnership.
The house he bought here in Vegas is, I believe, it's a $9 to $10 million home. So he secured that
too, for sure.
I mean, that's a good way to say, you know, I got a new house, and really all I did was kick this guy's butt for less
than 2.5 minutes of work.
2.5 minutes of work.
Made over $3 million a minute.
That's it. So anyway, so we're gonna go with the awards of the year.
Oh man, we got a big Fair but Firm award show, guys. That's why we're all dressed up. Not only is it the new year? Not only are we closing it out in style, but we're also hosting an award show today. So we had to make sure we dressed up. We have the 2018 Fair but Firm Awards. You ready, buddy?
Yeah, well, we got the fans out there, you want to know, we got a half hour to talk about this. So we're going to stretch it out a little bit. We're going to be talking in between some of these awards because some of these fighters are very well deserving of the accomplishments of 2018. And of course, you know that boxing is not that easy. And we've had some bad incidents throughout the year in boxing with fighters that we know we're in the hurt business, but we hate to see these guys get hurt seriously. But
we can start. We can start with that kind of an in memoriam section. We want to make sure that that Adonis Stevenson has a healthy recovery. We know that he's out of the coma now. But you know, we had two other fighters this year that weren't as lucky. We had a fighter named Scott Westgarth from the UK, and a fighter named Kristen Daggio, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, out of Italy. Right. And both of them died from injuries sustained in the ring. I mean, we know that happens far too often. And as well as HBO got out of the game this year. So we had some losses in boxing, and we want to start our end of year show by just saying in memoriam, and our thoughts are with all those fighters and their families, undeniably.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's something that happens in boxing, and have good things and bad things, and we hope that, you know, these things can be minimized. And of course, we know that fighters have to keep themselves in great shape, air conditioning, and the trainers have to know how to train these fighters to make sure that they go into the ring 100% fit for these fights. But then again, there are things that happen in boxing.
Of course.
That's uncontrollable.
As well as the referees and medical staff have to make sure that they're doing their part to make everything as safe as possible. But despite all that, despite everything that we just said, it's still the hurt business, like you said.
You know, and it's going to happen. And I don't care what others, there's other sports. You have the same, even higher numbers, I'm sure, in American football. You got fighters that got hurt, and car racing.
Sports are scary.
Car racing. And there's so much, it's very popular sport, but there's a lot of dangers in every sport.
Exactly.
It's just like anything we do in life. You go in your car, you could be driving, it's not unexpected, so it can happen. So be prepared for the worst. Try to keep the right track.
Okay.
Myself, you know, be good to people out there. Remember, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Take care of people, love them, give them all the attention. This way, you know that things are going right. Because me as an individual, I care for people. I like to treat people the right way, and hope I get the same in return. We don't all the time, but take the good with the bad and make the best of it.
That's a beautiful point, John. That's beautiful. Should we start with our first award?
Let's go.
First award is the fun one, Knockout of the Year, baby. I'm excited. Our first nominee. Now, some of these have four nominations. Some of these have five nominations. We didn't really care how many there were. We just wanted to make sure that everyone that deserved the nomination got a nomination. So we didn't have to cut anybody out.
You know?
Our first one, our first nomination for knockout of the year is Jermall Charlo versus Hugo Centeno Jr. That big left hand that put him down where he had to change direction in the middle of it. That was a fun one. We also have Noye Nuye versus Juan Carlos Payano. Juan Carlos Payano had never been knocked out and came into the World Boxing Super Series ready to make a splash, made some big statement, and he had some funny before the fight statement against Noye Nuye and said, look, I'm a professional fighter. I'm not just going to get knocked down because he hit me. And then the first time he made contact, he crumbled. It was rough.
Yeah.
We had Teofimo Lopez, who shocked the world against Mason Menard. And we all remember that big timber knockdown where he hit him and then he fell flat.
You know, and Mason Menard was a fighter that fought a dear friend, the young kid is coming up the ranks now.
Yeah, Devin Haney.
Devin Haney had a tough time. Not tough time. I mean, it took Devin Haney 10 rounds to stop him. And this kid...
Teofimo Lopez did it in one.
Did it in one round. One punch.
Did it in amazing fashion.
One punch. You know?
And he fell flat on his face, just like Noya. It was brutal. Yeah. We have Oleksandr Usyk going up against Tony Bellew and TKOing him in the eighth. And then we have... Vasily Lomachenko, who suffered his first professional knockdown ever, came back and put down Jorge Linares and, with a big body shot and a big knockout. So with no further ado, Joe, would you like to present our Fair But Firm Award Knockout of the Year 2018?
Knockout of the Year, guys.
The winner is?
Knockout of the Year. Wow. It was a big one. Knockout of the Year was Vasily Lomachenko versus Jorge Linares.
Wow,
it was a good knockout. It was a good body punch. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jorge Linares was one of the great ones out there in the lightweight division, WBA champion. Ended up, putting up a good fight. But Linares says he's coming back. He may not come back against Lomachenko right now, but he's definitely on his way back. I saw him the other day at one of the fights. So
he's a great fighter, great footwork. Got put down by a great body punch.
Exactly.
And so, one that is deserving of knockout of the year. Vasily, make sure you check your mail. Your Fair But Firm Award will be there soon.
A big trophy.
Big trophy.
Vasily Lomachenko.
Unfortunately, you couldn't make it to the award show yourself today. I understand scheduling conflicts, but you'll get it mailed to you.
Okay.
Which is good.
Nice round of applause from the audience. Hey.
Good for you. Good for you, Loma.
Okay, go ahead.
That was nice. Hey, you want to talk dream fights?
Dream fights.
Let's talk some dream fights. 2019. What do you think, man? Who you got?
Well, for dream fights, I'll tell you. I have a list. I drew up a list.
You want to start with 10?
I'll start with number 10. Luis King Kong Ortiz versus Oleksandr Usyk.
Oh, that's a big one, baby.
I would like to see that fight because that fight. I mean, Luis Ortiz proved himself against Deontay Wilder.
Yes.
You know,
I mean, this is a guy, Oleksandr Usyk, who just unified the cruiserweight division, just came, you know, and then defended his title against Tony Bellew in a big fashion. And now he says he wants to step up against the best in the heavyweight division. I mean, who better to prove that you're deserving with the best than a guy who has proven he's deserving with the best in Luis Ortiz? That's an excellent decision, Joe. I like that one.
And I like number 9. I would like to see Vasily Lomachenko versus Cervantes Davis.
Ooh, the big one. That's a big one. Now, I like that. Javante Davis talks a lot, but he's got thunder in those hands.
Javante Davis says he hits harder than Wilder. I just read that on the internet the other day. I was like, he hits harder than Wilder. But, you
that's
know,
so funny.
For a lightweight, you're talking...
That's crazy. But you know what? I love it. I love the way he talks. I love the way he dances. I love the way he hits. So I'd like to see him against Lomachenko. You know what I mean? To be the best fighter that either one of them have faced.
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to see number 8. Gary Russell versus Leo Santa Cruz.
Oh, that's a big one. That's big action. Leo Santa Cruz lets his hands go, baby.
I mean,
I'll watch him against anybody.
Leo Santa Cruz, but he beat Abdelmadis twice.
Both times.
You know, twice. And Leo Santa Cruz shows he has a lot of talent.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he beat Josh Warrington. I mean, Leo Santa Cruz is the real deal, man.
Yeah, he is.
Frampton. I'm sorry, Frampton. I got those two mixed
up. And then you got number 7, Terrence Crawford. I like to see him against Errol Spence Jr.
Oh, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Those are the two best of the welterweight division as far as I'm concerned.
Well, they're up there at the top for sure. There's no question about it.
I like that.
Number 6, I like to see Saul Canelo Alvarez with the rubber match against Gennady Triple G Golovkin.
Oh, my God. How do you beat that one? That was the biggest fight of the year. That was the biggest fight.
This year.
And the year before.
And the year before. Now, the fans felt that Triple G beat him twice. Well, you know what? Let's see it happen again, 2019.
I would love to see that.
And see if a Canelo can take it again.
That'd be a big one. That's only number 5? That's only number 6.
Not number 6, yeah.
Oh, my God. What's number 5?
Well, number 5, a lot to see. You know, I got to give credit to Danny Garcia, who did a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was never really like
the top dude.
But I like to see him against Jesse Vargas.
Oh.
I mean, Jesse Vargas just fought a draw with Adrian Broner a couple of months back. But I'd like to see Danny Garcia and Jesse Vargas. And then we'll see who goes from there. Because
yeah, those are two guys kind of on the outside looking in to the top dogs of the welterweight division. Yeah. I'd like to see which one of those guys kind of forces their way in there. That's a good one. I like that.
And I like Jaime Munguia.
The
little young superstar coming out of Tijuana, Mexico. Mm-hmm. He's 22 years of age. He surprised the world by knocking out Salim Ali earlier this year. And here he is now the middle, super welterweight champion at 154. I'd like to see him against Jarrett Hurd.
Jarrett Hurd. Unification bout.
Jarrett Hurd is,
I would like to see that, too. A lot of people were saying Jermell Charlo versus Jarrett Hurd, but Jermell lost his belt.
Yeah.
So I don't see any better matchup than Jaime Munguia against him. That's a big one, baby.
Yeah, and I'd like to see what's going to happen. I'd like to see Mikey Garcia versus Errol Spence.
Well, there you go. How often do you have a dream matchup that we already know is going to come through? I'm excited about that. Yeah. Like you wouldn't believe it. Yeah. That's a good one. That's April, right?
Yeah.
Woo, AT&T Center.
Yeah. And then you have like to see Sean Porter, who just took the WBC welterweight championship belt when he fought Danny Garcia. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see him against Keith Thurman. Beat it for 2019.
Keith Thurman's old belt. He got that strip from him.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Sean Porter won it.
And Keith Thurman's coming back soon now. So
he comes back this month. January.
Yeah, so that'd be good.
That's a good fight.
And, of course, the number one fight that the fans really want to see to shut everybody up in the heavyweight division, it is...
I'm ready for it.
Anthony Joshua versus Deontay Wilder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but you see the rematch with Tyson Fury.
Exactly.
Okay?
So that's a round robin, baby. That's a round robin.
Yeah, exactly. So that'd be the fight. You know, that thing.
Yeah, heavyweight division is really, I mean, that's the premier division going into 2019.
Yeah.
Who would have thought we'd have said that?
Yeah. Deontay Wilder wants to show the world. And you know what? Let it happen in 2019. It's a heavyweight division. That was always been the glamour division.
It's back, bro.
And that's why I put it as number one, because the heavyweights always could seem to always have that great attention.
I like that.
Anyway.
Hey, let's talk about some big events that happened this year. We had some big events. 2018 was a big year for boxing, man.
It was.
2017 kind of reintroduced a lot of people to the sport, a lot of casual fans. But 2018, now, was when we made some big deals.
Yeah.
PBC made a big deal with Showtime.
Right.
They made a big deal with Fox.
Right.
Top Rank and Golden Boy both made big deals with ESPN. Big deals. So now boxing is everywhere. You know, HBO got out the game, but their biggest fighter became the highest paid athlete in the world by signing a $365 million 5-year, 11-fight deal with the DAZN app. We had some really big things happen in the world of boxing this year. And I think 2019, it's all just setting the stage for 2019. We got all the belts figured out in the welterweight division. And, the old champion, the old unified champion's coming back. I think the stage is set for 2019 in all the big divisions, middleweight, welterweight, and heavyweight, to have big comebacks.
Yeah, exactly. No question about it. Of course, you're going to see some newcomers stepping up to the plate.
You got any big prospects we should look for in 2019?
We got Devin Haney.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Who am I representing? I'm part of their team. Devin Haney is a lightweight, undefeated with 19 straight wins.
Oh, yeah.
And he's up and coming.
If you don't know about this kid, look him up. He's the real deal.
Yeah, he'll be fighting on January 11th, out in Louisiana. So we're looking.
I like Teofimo Lopez. He's still a prospect, but only for another year. Next year, he's going to be very much entrenched in the fight. You know, I don't know what you call it after prospect, just a big name fighter.
Yeah,
he's a star, man.
He's a rising star in boxing, and of course, you know, the other day it's funny because I saw him at one of the fights. He was there. Mayweather promotion had put up a show, and can you imagine they got Teofimo Lopez was. Helping the Ron girls. The Ron girls coming into the ring with the number.
The ring girls?
Yeah, and he was the one escorting the girls up the stairs, holding the ropes for them. And Bob Arum was sitting right behind me and said, Joe, look at
how I get that job?
Look at Teofilo Lopez doing this. I mean, the kid is just, he's as humble as they come. But man, when he gets in that ring, he hits you with those punches. Ooh. You're out.
He's straight out of Brooklyn, too, and he reminds you a lot. He says that his biggest influences are Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
And he comes out of Brooklyn like Mike Tyson, and he hits hard like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
And, man, he's fun to watch.
He's definitely, I told him the other day, keep yourself on the right track, mm-hmm. keep yourself clean, because you're definitely going places. You know, he's a nice young man. I'll tell you, he gave me a autograph for a baseball cap that he had. He gave it to me.
That's a good one. You hang on to that.
He says, hold on to it. I'm going to hold on to it because I know you're going to be champion of the world.
I love that. I like Shakur Stevenson.
Yeah.
He made a big name for himself this year on that Terrence Crawford undercard.
Right.
And then we have, of course, Ryan Garcia. We'd be dumb not to mention him because he has a million Twitter followers.
Well, you know, it's a lot of they're a good fighter, up-and-coming fighter. Ryan Garcia has a lot of talent. He seems to be getting better with every fight. Now, he has fought Devin Haney's a couple of times in the amateurs, about three times. I think they fought and they beat each other.
I think Devin Haney's a little bit past where he is right now in their stage of the career.
Yeah,
but that's the thing about being a prospect.
Yeah, but it's good to have these guys. They're coming up together. But you know what? Save them for the big fight.
I agree.
Two or three years from now, they could put him up and maybe for unification.
I agree with all that, man. I'm excited.
If they win the championship, a different sanctioning body, let them fight for unification fight. 3-4 years on the line.
You know, we decided not to go with a Prospect of the Year award this year because, you know, there's so many good ones, and it's hard to really judge that as far as prospects go. But I like that we were able to mention all the guys because if you're not paying attention to these guys in 2018, make sure you pay attention to them going into 2019 because these are all big names coming soon to you.
Okay, which other award we have for the year?
Oh, my God, we got a ton.
Go ahead.
Let's go with Fight of the Year.
All right, let's go.
The Fight of the Year is a big one, man. We got Gennady. Canelo Alvarez, numero dos. That was a big, exciting fight. The most expensive pay-per-view of the year, and for a reason. We have Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury in what was one of the more exciting fights, you know, the heavyweight fights of the last decade. You have Srisaket Sorungvisai versus Juan Francisco Estrada in a big, big fight that had a controversial ending. A lot of people don't remember that. A lot of people scored it the other way. Vasily Lomachenko versus Jorge Linares. We already talked about that one, and it was a big fight.
Right.
And then Jared Hurd, who we mentioned, versus Aris Landi Lara. A big, nice passing of the torch moment from Lara to Jared Hurd.
Right.
We got do we have a winner, Joe?
Yes, sir.
This envelope is big.
This envelope is coming kind of like
the 2018 Fair But Firm Fight of the Year goes to.
Okay, the Fight of the Year goes to Gennady Triple G Golovkin versus Saul Canelo Alvarez.
That's a big one. That's a big one, everybody.
Fight of the year. That was a fight that the fans really wanted to see because it was such a controversial ending the first time around. It was a draw, and the fans, everybody on this planet, thought that Golovkin won the fight.
Yeah.
And I predicted that if Canelo fights the same way he fought the first time, he's going to lose.
And he changed his whole game.
I said, what he got to do is try to stay more in the middle of the ring, more combination, and be the aggressor. And that's just what he did in that fight.
That was exciting.
You know, he had good ring mechanics, his combinations. I mean, if you look, even at some of the fans out there still thought that Triple G won. I don't know what they were watching, but I gave it at least 7-5 for Canelo. And if you look at the faces at the end of the fight, you know who took the harder blows to the head. I mean, just because Triple G was hitting with a lot of jab, that's his score, doesn't give you the win for the round. It's a cleaner, harder blows.
That buildup was crazy too, man. With the big, you know, with the suspension and everything else, we all couldn't wait. Everyone was just we were at the edge of our seat waiting for that rematch. And you know, to Canelo's credit, I don't care how you scored it. You know how I am about this. At the end of the day, every criticism that people gave Canelo Alvarez, he doesn't come forward, he doesn't throw clean blows, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, Mexican style this, Mexican meat that. He proved them all wrong. Now, it doesn't matter to me how you scored it. Canelo Alvarez answered every criticism by changing his whole style to fight his toughest opponent yet. And he deserved that win at the end of it. And I'm happy that he got it.
Yeah, you know, looking at it from a referee's perspective, I can tell you that the referee in that fight did a good job, and that was Benji Esteves.
He was outstanding.
He did an outstanding job. He was out of the picture. He wasn't needed in most of the rounds because it was a good, clean fight. Anyway, give me the next.
We got some little awards that didn't. We didn't give a bunch. They're not little awards, but they didn't have other nominations because they were kind of obvious. But they still deserve to get their own awards. And make sure you all check your mail, you know, so that you can get these awards. The round of the year, I think, undisputably, goes to the 12th round, Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. We watched a man, you know, go to sleep and wake back up.
Yeah.
And on the five, on the five count, he rose again. And we watched him come back, dance around, and land some clean blows of his own. That was an exciting, action-packed round that had everybody either standing up or on the edge of their seat. We have the comeback of the year, which has to go to Tyson Fury for that same exact reason. This is a man who lost 150 pounds, battled drug addiction, battled, you know, overweight, battled suicidal thoughts, and then
alcohol, everything.
Everything, everything. And then got put to sleep in the 12th round. Woke up, came back, and got a draw against the WBC heavyweight champion of the world. What more could you ask for there?
And then the upset of the year, we had some other candidates, but I think the overwhelming winner was Eleidara Alvarez versus Kovalev. What he did coming up and shocking the world. And I don't think anyone in the whole world except my brother predicted that one. So I got to give, you know, he definitely won upset of the year. So congratulations to all the winners there.
Right.
And now we have it. We got the fighter of the year. This is the big one, baby. This is the big one. This is the one fighters hang their Fair But Firm Fighter of the Year award on their mantle for the rest of their life, because this is the big one here. 2018 Fighter of the Year nominees are Noye Inouye, the monster. He continued to show why they call him that. He continued his rise to stardom, put down Payano in the first round, and we can't wait to see what he does for the rest of the World Boxing Super Series. You have Sal Candelo Alvarez, who did what we just said battled back against his demons, took down Triple G, and then signed the most lucrative deal in boxing history, and then defended his title. Or no, went up one more weight class and won the super middleweight WBA regular championship. Right. You have Josh Warrington, who won two big upset fights, once against Lee Selby and another one against Carl Frampton, to show that he deserves to be where he's at and deserves every ounce of the hype there. And then you have Oleksandr Usyk, who unified all four belts of the cruiserweight division and then defended them against a man who ended up being the A side in the fight because of his big fame, Tony Bellew, in his home country. Joe?
So we're going to go for Fighter of the Year.
The 2018.
The 2018 Fighter of the Year.
Fighter of the Year award goes to
Oleksandr Usyk.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Oleksandr. This is a big one, buddy.
Oleksandr, you know, you deserve the award. You did what the unexpected, and that's what we need in boxing. That's why when I'm in boxing, I'm glad to see fighters like yourself come up. This is what makes us exciting, makes us want to be fans of boxing because of the talent you guys bring to the sport. Mm-hmm. This is so important. That's why I'm in boxing, because I love it. You guys are making me feel proud of your accomplishments.
I agree, baby. I like that. I like all of that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so fans, so now that we finished with the awards for the year, I can tell you there's anything else that we have to...
You got any crazy predictions for next year?
Well, you know, I like to see Sean Porter, like I said before, fight Keith Thurman. It may be a crazy prediction, but I think that Sean Porter has been active, and now he's gained the welterweight championship. I think even though Keith Thurman was undefeated, but if he's coming back now, he'll be fighting in the next month. I don't know the opponent offhand right now, but he is coming back.
I don't even know if they
and,
do.
And I like to see him and Sean Porter get together. Okay?
I agree.
The other fight I would like to see, a rematch, would be Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury.
That's a good one,
you
man.
You know, that's a fight that the fans really want to see again, because Tyson Fury really shocked the world with his style, with his ring mechanics, with his ability to get up after being asleep for about 20 minutes and woke up. And
it's like 4 seconds, man. He was like, one, two, three, I'm up.
Any referee, I got to take my hat off to Jack Reese for the great referee he did that night. He could have stopped the fight. Any referee on this planet would have waved it off, saw that Tyson Fury was out.
I thought it was over.
Everybody says, well, even Deontay Wilder, but he went like
dancing.
This. He went like this. Over. You know what? The kid got up, couldn't believe it. Come back from the dead, you know?
Like he saw a ghost. Yeah. Deontay Wilder's face looked the same as my face. Like
he said, what? Guy came back? I can't believe it. But he did it and gave the finish. So that's what fight I had to see.
Oh my God.
One of the biggest fights.
I agree.
But 2019.
I'm going to be, it's not controversial, but it might seem tired. But I think because Mayweather and Pacquiao made us wait so long to see them fight, I do want to see them fight again. I think they should be forced to fight every year until they're like 100, because we didn't see them fight when they were in their prime. I want to see them fight again next year, 2019. I want to see the grudge match, if you could even call it that. And why not go for a third in 2022? I'm all for it.
But I can tell you that Floyd Mayweather is still keeping his name very much alive. You saw what happened last night.
Yeah.
You know, knocking out.
There's a reason, man. People say, why doesn't he just go away? Because if he goes away, then the option to make another $100 million is off the table.
Yeah, for you.
So why would you go away?
For you fans out there, in case that you join us late on the show, Floyd Mayweather knocked out the Japanese kickboxer.
Tenshin Nasukawa.
In the first round, you know, he made a $9 million paycheck. and if Nasukawa would have used a kick on him, he would have been fined $5 million for kicking Mayweather.
You think he has $5 million?
Yeah, I'm sure he, you know, but
he's actually a good prospect. He's an undefeated kickboxer. And when you watch him in sparring, he's a good, but you know, he's fighting a boxing match against one of the greatest to ever do.
Come on. He may never be the same again after taking that whipping from Mayweather.
It was sad to watch. Don't watch his corner afterwards. It was pretty sad. But either way, I mean, he made a nice payday. And
yeah, but you know, it's supposed to be an exhibition. Can you imagine it was a real fight? That was an exhibition. You got your ass whipped the way he did? Oh, my God.
That's not good for your career.
Yeah.
You know, when Canelo lost to Mayweather, you know, he went all 12 rounds, he learned something.
Yeah.
You think Tenshin Nasukawa learned anything today?
He learned to never compete against a fighter, and never mind the best in the world.
You learned to stay in kickboxing for a little while.
Yeah. He stayed in kickboxing.
You learn how to spend $3 million or whatever he made. I'll tell you that much.
It was the truth. I read he would have been fined $5 million if he would have kicked. That was on the contract.
I don't think he made $5 million, though. Do you think?
Well, I think so. He's a superstar in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, they played
Mayweather. Mayweather only made $9 million, so I don't know, though.
Yeah, they might have given him maybe $8 million, $7 million. Who knows?
Either way, he got paid. Yeah. I mean, I know I'd rather have Floyd's payday to do Floyd's job, but, tensions. Payday to do Tenshin's job, there's a lot worse jobs in the world for a lot less money.
Yeah, anyway, you fans out there, you got a good boxing year coming up, 2019. We're really looking forward to that year.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, which is starting tomorrow.
I cannot wait, baby. You guys have a very safe and happy holiday tonight. I want to make sure I get that out because, we never know if we have enough time. I want to make sure, everybody drives safe and everybody has a really good time. And let's end this year in style and start the next one also in style. So
but,
I cannot wait.
We're going to wish our friends out there in the United Kingdom. You got a boxing TV. You got Into Boxing.
Everybody.
You got everybody out there. And all our friends around South America, you guys have been reaching out.
Mm-hmm.
I got some friends out from Hong Kong been sending me some messages the last couple of days.
I love how global this sport is.
You know, so it's all over the world, and we want to wish you guys the very best. I know in Australia, they had a beautiful New Year's late last night.
Yeah.
Because they're like a... How do like?
Yeah, it's already. Hey, let us know how 2019 is. Make sure you comment if you're in Australia. Let us know how it is so that we know going into it.
They always have a beautiful fireworks there. It was great, and I got some fans from out there that were sending me some messages last night.
Oh, how nice!
Yeah, so that's great to hear that the New Year's already started in different parts of the world, and here we are in sunny Las Vegas. It's going to be a little cold tonight, a little chilly.
It is.
It's going to be like 32 degrees tonight.
Oh, my God. Is that true?
Around midnight, yeah.
Oh,
so
no.
So it's like 52 degrees right now.
It's cold
tonight,
right now.
If you're going to be out on the strip celebrating the 2019,
yeah,
the new year. Yeah, so huddle together because you're going to need it because you'll be freezing your butts out
I was
there.
On the strip last night and it was a zoo. But the only reason I mentioned it is because I saw Dave Chappelle and John Mayer in concert. And he brought, which was an amazing show, but he brought Michael Buffer out to do the introduction to announce Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Got to hear Michael Buffer swear. That was fun.
Unbelievable. Yeah. but let me tell you, I was with Dave Chappelle last year.
Yeah.
We were together. We did a special filming event that it was just only maybe about 8 of us at a table. But they filmed that for about an hour, and they're supposed to be doing something with it. But it was an honor being with Dave Chappelle.
I bet it was an honor for him as well.
You know, and we were just talking. They were picking my brains about boxing for one.
He's a big fight fan.
One whole hour. He's always at the big fights.
That's the reason he had Michael Buffer there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's into boxing big time. And my buddy Michael Buffer, his brother is Bruce Buffer, who's a ring announcer for MMA. But he's the two brothers are really doing very well. Very proud of them.
They sure are, man.
And Mike Buffer just turned 75 a couple of months ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's
yeah.
So what a coincidence.
He's up.
I know another guy that turned 75 a couple months
ago. Yeah, that was a guy named Me and My Shadow, right?
Yeah, because that's what his name was.
Yeah. So anyway, so I can just tell you guys, I want to wish you guys a healthy New Year, a healthy and a prosperous New Year, making sure that 2000 is better. And remember, you always have to keep the heart in a good place, treat people right, and always remember that the good Lord is watching over all of us. And we got to make sure that we try to do the right things because there's only one way to go, and that's to go forward, do things the right way, and help your brothers and sisters out there to get them on the right track. God bless you. And remember, fans, I'm fair, but I'm firm. I love you guys. Take care.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.